On this day 25 years ago, a group of Danish squatters broke through a fence surrounding an abandoned army installation in the heart of Copenhagen and set up housekeeping in an enclave they dubbed Christiania. Soon, hundreds of other squatters found their way there, and together they built a free city, free of rents, free of taxes, and free of laws imposed by the society they rejected. Drugs were sold openly. Property was collectivized. All the institutions of government were left behind. Because this was the early 1970s, and because of the socialist leanings of the government in Denmark at the time, and because of the Danes' characteristic tolerance of diverse philosophies and lifestyles, the squatters were not evicted. The Ministry of Defense even left on the water and electricity. And so, as residents of Copenhagen debated what to do with these trespassers, the squatters cultivated their 85 acres of utopia. Reporter Bob Garfield went to Denmark and discovered how that utopia has weathered the past quarter century.
Here at the entrance to Christiania is a crossroads, the point at which Copenhagen disappears and a 70s vision of utopia begins. People stroll by or bicycle by, avoiding the free-roaming dogs, past the old brick barracks, their walls covered in colorful graffiti, past the open hashish market, where dealers vend their wares in a sweet cloud of their own creation, and into a society of 938 souls living somewhere between the present and the past.
So lots of freedom. It's like a little town inside a big town.
Nina Pontoppida, candle maker and sometimes tour guide, has lived in Christiania for 19 years.
We have something here that is very unique. And I don't think that many people, even in Christiania, realize how lucky we are. Everybody have Christiania in his or her part, however different we are.
What prompts this remark is that after 25 years, Christiania itself is at a crossroads, and not everyone here is happy about it. The dropout society is increasingly finding points of compromise and accommodation with the outside world. Pontoppida herself is among those championing a 3-year agreement of cooperation with the state in exchange for money and continued autonomy. And everywhere you turn in this experiment in collectivist living, are signs that the free city is not so free as it imagines. As we speak, someone pedals by on a bicycle wagon, an ordinary bike retrofitted for freight in a small factory here in Christiania and sold throughout Denmark.
I saw one yesterday that had a name written on it that said something like Christiania Wagon on it.
Yes, that's the logo.
You have a logo.
Yeah, that's a logo from the business. They also have business in Bornholm.
They've expanded.
Yes, long time ago.
Business is brisk here lately. In the Café Nimeland, a bustling bar catering to residents and the thousands of tourists who wander through Christiania each week, you can play pool or pinball and get a beer for 15 kroners, 10 kroners during the Saturday night special. Across the way in a restaurant called Spieselab, you can eat dinner and pay with a credit card. The most famous thoroughfare in Christiania is called Pusher Street, where from a dozen stalls, hashish, illegal in Denmark, is sold openly and with impunity.
Yeah, I'm selling some parlor Maroc for 70 kroner a gram. And I have some normal standard Maroc, which costs 50 kroner a gram. And I also have some Pakistani, which is 60 kroner a gram. And I have some different kind of smoking Maroc, which is 70 kroner a gram as well, also from Morocco.
How come the super duper is only 60 krona and this from Morocco is 70 krona?
It's the names we use here just to make it sound a little better than it is, you know, that's all.
Marketing.
Yeah, you can say that.
A moment later, something unexpected happens. Two burly guys get into an exchange with one of the hash pushers, apparently because one of the visitors is wearing a Confederate flag patch on his vest. In Christiania, no expression of racism is tolerated, and suddenly the outsiders are being punched and kicked in the face and groin. The attack lasts only a few seconds, the victims flee, and the dealers gloat.
Two Nazi boys came into Christiania and we kicked their ass and threw them out. We told them to take off the masks and they didn't want to do it, so just kick his ass, one or two punch, he was finished.
Now, what about this community of peace stuff?
Yeah, but it's, you can't provide peace if you let Nazis and bikers running around. So that's the way it is.
What's your name?
My name, Killer.
Saxo, the dog, named for an early Danish historian, is 17 years old and ailing. His owner is Jan Fleming, 42, and ailing himself, over what he sees as the inexorable dissolution of Christiania's founding principles. But though he calls himself an idealist, he insists he isn't mourning some Woodstock nation fantasy of peace, love, and blissful anarchy. Fleming is pragmatic enough to understand that no society can exist without some structures of civilization.
It's just like when you come into the wood for the first time, there are no paths. But when you have walked many times the same way, there will be a path, and there will be a way, and there will be a road, and so on, you know. And the same kind of things is, of course, happening in Christiania in a way. They have to make institutions, they have to make decision processes, they have to make a lot of these kind of things that is characterized by society. And that makes a conflict.
The problem, he says, is when the path is not just worn, but paved. In Christiania now, there are rents, 880 kroners a month. They call it a user's fee, but it is a rent nonetheless. There is also a tax that goes to a 10 million kroner annual budget to reimburse the Ministry of Defense for water and electricity. And there is a growing consensus to cooperate in varying degrees with the government on licensing bars and restaurants, construction codes, removing blighted buildings, and a host of other accommodations with outside authority in exchange for keeping the police out and generally being left alone.
This is sickness. The problem is that it's going on right now. People get driven by fear. These are the people who all the time wants to negotiate with the government, who all the time wants to make special rules, who wants to make more institutions, who wants to make more this and that all the time, you know. After this process, Christiania is extremely divided. It has never been so divided. I mean, there are people out here with whom I would never do anything. I consider them as traitors.
As recently as 1993, when this disturbance was recorded at Christiania's main gate, police interference loomed as the greatest threat to the free city. But to Fleming, other threats are now far more insidious. While on one flank the mafia of hash pushers assumes more and more power with money and brute force, collaborators in Christiania's midst, he says, are engaged in a conspiracy of capitulation to government money and authority. Motivated by fear, ignorance, and the protection of their increasingly bourgeois way of life, he says, they will eventually destroy Christiania by diluting it. And if he fears a government plan to divide and conquer, he's not necessarily wrong.
Of course, the strategy is slowly to normalize the area.
Lila Rainbear is director of the Defense Ministry's Christiania Secretariat. When Rainbear visits the Free City, she sees, in addition to the charming obliviousness of the place, a lot of social disorder. Rich pushers throwing their weight around, large numbers of people crippled by alcoholism, small children living in dilapidated, unheated housing, and a population of which one person in two is a recipient of government welfare. Something is rotten in Christiania, and she intends slowly, methodically, to cut it out.
You have to get an acceptance of what you want, and you don't get all you want. You get a little bit of it first time, and next time you get a little bit more. And I hope in 25 years you will not be able to see the difference between Christiania and the rest of the society. That's the goal.
Here, they tried to build a small society, which was an alternative to the present society.
Здесь они хотели построить свое собственное общество, как бы альтернативное.
A group of Russian students is taking a guided tour of Christiania.
Вне, извне.
They tried not to have private property.
Они тут стараются не иметь частной собственности.
So nobody here owns a house.
И таким образом здесь никто не владеет домом.
Did that sound familiar to you at all, this experiment in collectivization? Like some other experiment in history that you can think of?
You mean our Russian history? Yeah, it sounds like that.
And what happened in your experiment?
we came back to history we had before the revolution.
And so too in Christiania. Taxes, rents, laws, luxury dwellings cheek by jowl with squalid ones, an active economy, even tourism. After 25 years, this utopian free society has freely mimicked the institutions and mannerisms of the society it has rejected. It's not utopia. It's more like Walt Disney's utopia world.
It's a lesson for everybody who wants to study it because it is a sociological experiment, but it did not work out the way the designers of the experiment thought it would work out.
Henrik Dahl, sociologist, journalist, and PhD in communications, is the research director for A.C. Nielsen in Denmark.
I think the ideology behind it is completely bankrupt. It's a remnant of the 60s and the 70s. How shall one put it? It's a dream gone wrong, if you will.
That idea is not lost on even the most strident true believers of the virtuous free city. Jan Fleming, the self-described idealist who has sacrificed everything material in the world to live here for 9 years, has seen what he regards as the corruption of the Christiania ideal, and he is taking steps to fight it, starting with his refusal to pay his 880 kroner per month rent.
I'm out. I have said, okay, I say no to Christiania. Like I said no to Denmark when I came here. We will make our own little circle out here in Christiania and define our own world. And we don't care whether there's 800 other people who agrees with us. Now we will make a different Christiania because we think the old Christiania is going to get more similar. More and more people are getting just like outside. We make a different world.
Yes, it is his plan to form a dropout society within the dropout society, to escape from the oppressive order of Christiania. I'm Bob Garfield. ¶¶